to mourn by. He was a master of all the talents. He was an inspiration to us all, and he was a great patriot. The President, the Taoiseach, and many European leaders, and so many others, have voiced so eloquently our immense sense of grief and loss at his untimely death. The government has done Brian the signal and unique honour of lowering the tricolour on state buildings to half mast, of opening a book of condolences in government buildings, of providing Brian with a guard of honour on his last journey. These were as magnanimous as they were deserved, and they are so greatly appreciated by Patricia, Tom, Clare, and all of the Lenehan family. Brian was a wonderful barrister. He was effortless in his brilliance. He could have achieved the highest legal honour. But in 1997, he decided to eschew private gain and devote himself unceasingly and constantly to public service. He did it with such distinction, with such diligence and dedication, that he achieved great things. The draping of his remains with the tricolour is a symbol of what he achieved and what he did for all of us. He embodied the dreams of so many. He fought valiantly for Ireland, and he evoked an admiration that cut across all political divides, that reached out to the smallest in society, something that I personally witnessed yesterday when I said my own private goodbye to Brian. Politics was Brian's very essence. He loved being a Fáil. He was so proud of his achievements. Politics inspired Brian. It excited his every neuron. It permeated his every fibre. Politics drove his effort. It resulted in his dedicating himself to public service. It provided the basis for that dedication and giving of himself to the public. There were three qualities that defined Brian and his public service: duty, honour and country. And the other defining quality was his utter devotion to and love for his family. Those three simple words, duty, honour and country, those abstract qualities defined everything that he did. They provided him with the courage to keep going. They provided him with the inspiration to achieve great things. And they expressed what he valued above all, what he wanted to achieve, and what he did achieve. They enabled him to make those courageous and selfless decisions. They propelled him to do things not out of personal benefit, but guided solely by a desire to achieve on behalf of the public, on behalf